Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, hang on. I got a piece of breaking news. LeBron James.
I'm reporting this. Oh. I reported it.
George Sedano reported to us that LeBron James has tweeted the two eyes emoji and the crown emoji. Make of it what you will.
If it were three sets of eyes, done deal.
Oh, exactly. All right, joining us right now from New Orleans is John Ireland. Hey, John, what's up, man?
What's happening, people? How are we doing?
We're doing great. The news broke this morning. Kyrie Irving requesting a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. Now, you have been...
All right, now,
go ahead.
Let me guess. Yes. Let me guess.
Yep.
Mason against it. Andy against it. Bergman against it. Am I correct?
No. Bergman's against it. You
yes.
got that right.
Very much against it.
Right. I am conditionally okay with it. Specific
what?
Condition. Yes.
The
this
condition?
Is shocking.
The condition is it's a rental. It's this year. You are rolling the dice with Kyrie for this year, and then you are letting him go his separate way.
Well, what if he plays well and you win the title?
They can go faux. He's walking his separate way. I will never give that guy, if I'm the Lakers, a long-term deal. But would I make a deal to bring him in for this season? Yeah, I would.
Mace, where are you?
I do not have to like every player on the teams I root for. I'm not a big Kyrie fan, but it undeniably makes them, I think, the favorites in the West. So I say,
oh my God!
I say, give all the stuff.
I am so proud of you. I can't. I thought I was going to have to drag you kicking and screaming over to my side on this.
No, because I don't. Right? This is the thing I came to. Is like, there's no question it makes the team better. There's no question LeBron, I think, you know, LeBron is, this feels orchestrated to me. Like, I think it is going to happen. It feels like it is going to happen. And I don't have to like everybody that plays for the Lakers. I don't have to. And hashtag content, he's going to give us a ton of it over the next six months
the
or longer.
The Locked On Lakers host in me.
Yeah.
Absolutely pulling for this.
I have to say that I would have lost a lot of money had you guys would have said, hey, two of the three of us are okay with this. Pick the two. There's no way I ever would have put either one of you there. But I'm glad you're there. Number one, Mace, I think saying you think it's going to happen, I hope you're secreting, because I hope it does happen. But I think it is a very tough needle to thread for a couple of reasons. I think other teams are going to come hard after him too. And I think that you got to look out for Dallas. I think you got to look out for Phoenix. And the team that if they got him, I think would become an overnight favorite to win it all would be the Clippers. Don't you guys agree?
Yes, I 100% agree. But here's the thing, John. LeBron went to bat for Kyrie when he was involved in that controversy about the movie he linked to on Amazon. Remember, LeBron went to bat for him.
Sure. Yep.
This week, Kyrie, in one of his press availabilities, just talked up LeBron like crazy, how great he was, how great he is as a teammate, what this record means, all that stuff. I just feel like, you know, at the end of the day, Rob Pelinka is the general manager, but as he said last week, he consults with his star players. I just feel like this is orchestrated. Like, you're more hesitant. I think it's going to happen.
Good. I hope you're right. I think it'd be really exciting for the team, and I think it'd be it would make the Lakers better. But there are a lot of moving parts, and by the way, we have to throw this out there too. Brooklyn controls all of this.
Yes, they do.
If I'm Brooklyn, I'm not so sure I move them. I mean, they were 12-1 in December. So with those two guys, they're a legitimate threat to come out of the East.
Yeah, Momo, by the way, made that point a little while ago that this could be posturing by Kyrie to get a long-term deal from Brooklyn.
The first call I'm making isn't to one of the teams around the league. it's to Kevin Durant if I'm the Nets. Because I'm asking, right, what do you want us to do? What do you want us to do? What are you looking for if we deal him? Because ultimately, their goal is to make Kevin Durant happy. I don't think they necessarily care about making Kyrie happy. They want Durant happy.
Yeah, I agree with that. And so if Durant says do nothing, don't you do nothing?
Yeah, you have
don't
to.
You keep him?
I
you
promise they'll do nothing.
But what do you think it means, John, that LeBron James has tweeted, and this is broken by George Shedano, LeBron James has tweeted the two eyes emoji and the crown emoji.
I think it makes it, like you say, it's we're in the content business. I think it makes it fun for us.
Yes, it does.
It lets us speculate and run wild. And, you know, LeBron's been playing great. He's held up his end of the bargain. AD played last night like a guy who got snubbed off the All-Star team.
Yeah. Although I'm glad he's not on the All-Star team.
I'm stoked he's not on the team. He needs to rest.
Yeah, I just think take a break, AD.
Well, that's what Darvin said after the game. He said, good, we got business to take care of here so he can get some rest and enjoy his week off and, you know, come back ready to go.
I wish LeBron got snubbed.
Well, what's interesting is, do you guys think that, like, a lot of big names got snubbed? AD got snubbed.
Yep.
James Harden got snubbed. Jalen Brunson got snubbed. Michael made the point that with the game being in Salt Lake City, I don't think those guys are going to care that much. It's not like you're going to Vegas or New York or L.A. or Atlanta. You're going to Salt Lake City in the middle of winter. So I'm not so sure how many of those guys are going to be disappointed.
So we're on target for what? Tuesday night, you think, right?
Okay, well, here's I just did the math on this.
Okay.
So if he averages 32 a game for the next two, then it's Tuesday night. He easily could score, like, he could play two good games. He could score 25 and 25, and then it moves it to Thursday. I'm almost thinking it might happen Thursday.
Oh, my God. That day is just, it has the potential for complete and total insanity. Think about this. The Lakers, it's the trade deadline. The Lakers finish a deal for Kyrie, and LeBron breaks the scoring title all in the same day.
Do you think LeBron...
And maybe they beat Milwaukee for the second time this year.
Do you think there's a tiny part of LeBron, though, that will not like the idea of that trade overshadowing
his
accomplishment?
That's what I think. By the way, that's why I think it's going to be Tuesday, because I don't think... I think he wants to have a night to celebrate.
And he should have a night to himself.
And he should. I mean, it's momentous. And he doesn't want to necessarily be jumbled up with a bunch of trades and moving pieces and all the stuff that goes along with the trade deadline. That's why I think Tuesday's the most likely night.
Yeah, I think you guys are connecting dots and aren't there.
What dots?
LeBron is motivated by winning. I mean, you saw his
These aren't mutually exclusive things. He can win while trying to time this thing out the way he likes it.
Right, but if you told him, hey, you're going to get Kyrie Irving, he would say, let's get it done, like, right now.
Sure.
You know, he wants to win. I mean, he doesn't care if it happens Tuesday, Thursday. If they get Kyrie, he'll be doing cartwheels. So, you know, let's see if they're able to put something together for him. How fun would this be?
If
all those things happen this week, a big trade, LeBron breaks the scoring record, and they beat Milwaukee, that would be awesome.
P.S., it's the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Next week.
That game.
Next week has the potential to be just gigantic. All right. Well, we heard your call last night. It was a great finish last night in Indiana. They came all the way back and won that game. There are lots of signs of hope and LeBron cruising towards this scoring title. By the way, I asked this yesterday. Will they stop the game and do a ceremony when he passes the scoring title? Or will they do it after the game?
I don't know the answer to that, but Andy, I seem to remember when Kareem did it, he did it in Vegas. They were playing a regular season game in Vegas, I think, against Utah, and I think they did stop the game, and they pulled the ball out of circulation, and all his teammates gave him a big hug, and then they resumed the game.
Yeah, if I'm LeBron, particularly with the way the Lakers need these wins right now, I don't know if I want that much of a distraction or that much of the game to get interrupted. Like, you broke it either way.
It also depends on, you know, what's happening in the game at the time. If it's in the middle of the second quarter, you know, then it's not that big of a deal. If it's a 2-point game with 3 minutes to go, then
yeah,
maybe you're right.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, I haven't heard from the Lakers what they're planning on doing. But no, as you guys know, and I've said this a bunch, nobody does ceremony, glitz, those type of things like the Lakers.
Yes.
They almost always get it right. Whether it's, you know, something tragic like what happened with the Kobe game, or whether they're celebrating something and bringing back an old team, they always nail these. So I'm sure that that they're already working on it and they got something going.
Yeah. All right. Good road trip. Otherwise, are you in New Orleans? You going to eat?
Sooner or later.
Come on, dude. I eat 4 meals a day when I'm in New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm sure I've got a few hours to motivate. We have been... Stop 5 on a 5-city trip, and everybody's pretty wiped out. But if they win tomorrow, and New Orleans is really struggling, they've lost 10 games in a row, then the Lakers somehow are going to have a winning road trip, which after the Brooklyn game I would have told you was almost impossible. But it looks like they got a chance to
pull it off.
By the
way, if they win tomorrow, they'll be the 10.
Right, and they'll be, I think, a game and a half out of the 5.
Crazy. The West is wide open.
The West is so jumbled that's why if you could make a move like this and bring in an all-star, all-NBA kind of player, it could flip the whole season.
All right.
So
hey,
it's exciting to even think about.
Hey, John, we will be listening tomorrow for the Narlins game. I hope you get out there, get some Oysters Rockefeller and some gumbo and some
such
etouffee.
Such good food
in New Orleans. Get down there, eat some for me, man. And we will
right,
see
man.
You back here on Monday.
All right, have a good show.
Cool.
See ya.
Thanks. Bye, John.
It's John Ireland.
Jorge.
Bye, John.
Good talk.
Adios.
Adios. All right, sure. So you've heard some perspectives. You heard Momo talk about the potential of Kyrie to the Lakers. You heard John Ireland talk about it.
Heard of mine.
Heard Jorge.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Jorge's perspective.
Sure.
A strong take, by the way.
Oh, super. All caps.
That is the hot take industry right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right there.
What emoji would that be? What
sure.
Would
the,
yeah. Yeah.
The hands up. And the
hands exactly. up, shrug.
I replied to LeBron with that. Sure.
Sure. Sure. Bergman, where are you on it?
So I'm against it. I just want to be clear. It's not just because of the amplifying of the anti-Semitism. There's so much more that goes behind him, everything that he is and what he's done. It's not just strictly that. I don't want to root for this guy.
Yeah, but I don't have to like everybody on my
you
team.
Don't have to. No. And I don't have to either, but I don't want to
well, what were you
I don't
want to
put
happens?
I don't want to put championships over this. I don't think
and
he's
when
the
you
right
say
guy.
This
him Kyrie, what he brings, everything, the chaos, the, you know, all the stuff that comes up behind him, with all the social media stuff, all everything that what he's shown over his entire time. He may not play one day because something's happening somewhere, and he's like, you know what, I can't do it today. I'm out. It'll be middle of a championship.
You're describing your working relationship with Mace.
Yeah. Right, I if something goes wrong, I'm out of here.
Yeah, you're easy to get along with.
Yeah.
I don't know how
I'm an enigma.
Is. You, yeah. Wrapped in a question.
Wrapped in a question, rolled in a riddle.
Your contract negotiations are always interesting.
Oh, they
look,
are.
Everybody's got the opinions. I know that I am on the minority of this opinion itself. I know most Laker fans want him and want the championship over all everything else. I normally would want the championship over everything else. I don't want it over this.
What? Okay, so obviously the amplifying of the movie, the anti-Semitic movie, is a huge part of this.
Of course, but it's not the only thing. I just want
what
to
are the
clear.
Other things?
I think it's everything else that's been, like, because he's unreliable. He's going to cause problems within the locker rooms. He's done it everywhere he's done. Everywhere he has been, Cleveland, he caused problems. In Boston, he caused problems.
Do we
problems.
Have a better chance of winning a championship?
Yes, and they all had a better chance to win championships with him there as well, and they didn't do it.
Okay. You heard Bergman there. And Jorge, once again.
Sure.
Sure, is his take. 877-710-ESPN. You know what I love about Jorge? He takes a position, then he sticks with it.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
he is.
Unlike you. Yeah.
Man, never waffles.
What do you mean by that?
Well, like a few months ago, you're like, no, I don't want Kyrie.
Yeah.
I don't this. Oh, he doesn't fit here. I don't want him here.
I
wouldn't root for him. And now it's like, yeah.
Because they could win a championship.
Yeah, stop.
3 months ago, I remember asking Jorge his opinion on Kyrie to the Lakers, and his response was sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Exactly.
Sure.
I stick to my...
stick to your guns, Jorge. All right, we'll get some calls in here next. 877-710-ESPN. Do you think that the Lakers are willing to give up unprotected first-round picks, one or even both for Kyrie? Would you want him under a long-term deal? What do you think of bringing in a guy who's got a bunch of baggage? Do they become the favorites in the Western Conference to go to the NBA Finals? 877-710-ESPN. We'll do a bunch of calls the rest of the way. We also got What's Up, Fool? And I'll throw in some stupid stuff also. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
It's Friday.
So, it is kind of an F it Friday.
Kyrie declared it an F it Friday.
Yes, he did. Kyrie Irving requests a trade.
I'm not sure he's in the position right now to demand.
Just requesting.
Just requesting.
Yeah. Hey, would you mind? And, of course, the Lakers.
Would you mind?
Would you mind trading me? I'm going to get a minute. Could you trade me?
What are you doing at 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
Can you trade me?
So, now, you know, the Lakers are in this thing for sure. They're the favorites now in Vegas to acquire Kyrie Irving. Rob Pelinka has been said last week, hey, first of all, we're saving our assets until we see a player that can make us a contender. And this would definitely do that. I would argue they become the favorites in the Western Conference if they make this deal. By the way, do you agree with that?
I don't know if I would say they're the favorites because Denver's been really good and they have a lot of continuity on their side.
Yeah,
they're a really deep team. They're experienced. Memphis, you know, they're a little excitable.
Still young.
Dylan Brooks
will punch you
in the nether region. Yeah. Your junk ain't safe around Dylan Brooks.
Not around Dylan Brooks.
But they're a good team.
They're very good.
But
good
I'll say
team.
This right now. If they trade for Kyrie, even with all the reservations you have, should have about Kyrie, from the basketball perspective, they'll be in the mix. If everyone stays healthy, they'll be in the mix.
Bergman, you say go to the guy in Boston?
Go to line 8, Mike in Boston.
Okay.
Quarterback.
Mike in Boston, what's up, man?
Hey, listen, I heartily endorse, as a Celtics fan, you guys getting Kyrie because it's going to keep the Lakers underwater for the next 2 years. You're going to be miserable. LeBron is going to want to quit basketball and take up curling or volleyball or something that's safer. The guy is a poison. He's poison in the locker room. Look at what he did to the Celtics. Look at how long it took for the Celtics to rebound from him. And why on earth you look at the Nets? Yeah, I mean, the Nets are miserable with him. They had a brief run.
Well,
they've had, in fairness,
a really good run of late. They had a really good December. He's been great. They're waiting for Durant to come back. And by the way, Brooklyn may say, we talked to Ramona Shelburne a while. Brooklyn may say, it's nice that you're requesting it, but we're keeping you anyway because you're playing really well.
Yeah, let Brooklyn have him. Haven't they had enough trouble with that movie?
Are you a Celtics fan, Mike?
I am a hardcore Celtics fan going back to the 80s, and yes, I mean, everybody respects the Lakers, but the thing is that he's such a disaster, and I understand that he's the best player available, and he looks good, and he speaks so well, but the thing is that, you know, just what your other fellow was saying, he takes days off, he's a head case, he tears locker rooms apart. So, you know, does LeBron think he can corral him?
Yes.
Good luck. Good luck. You know, good luck to the Lakers and good luck to Los Angeles if they take Kyrie.
Okay, Mike. Appreciate you checking in. By the way, do you listen all the time from Boston?
I listen a lot. I love you guys.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, man.
That's nice, respect. It's nice to hear sports talk radio guys who don't have impenetrable accents as we have in the East.
Exactly. So, well, you know, I just want to close with this, man. Celtics suck.
Yeah.
I bet he liked that, though.
I think he
probably knew
that.
That was coming, and he liked it.
I think he respects that.
He's going to hear and be like, yeah, good job, miss.
Yeah, it's exactly what you're supposed to do in Los Angeles. Let's go to Danny in Calabasas. Hey, Danny, what's up, man?
Hey, man, how you guys doing?
That's a great day. Great day. What are you thinking?
First of all, I want to say, I know I don't have a lot of time. I played in your poker tournament last year, and I got busted out, but all good.
How'd you do? You got busted out early?
Yeah, I got busted out early, and I didn't know I would have to wait in the 200-people line to get back in.
There was a 200-person line. You're absolutely right. We're working on that for the next one. So what do you think about Kyrie?
I think it's a move you make. I really don't like some, not you, your comments, but someone else said about him being the locker room distraction and all of this, because let's look at two things. One, you got to remember what Kyrie said after he left Cleveland. After he went to Boston and saw how hard it was to run a team, what did he do? He said he called LeBron and told LeBron, hey, my apologies because I see how tough it is to run a team. So I don't think him and LeBron would have any problems at all. That's the first thing I want to say. And secondly, I know that he had the film. But like I said, when Adam Silver came out and gave him his blessing and said he doesn't think he's anti-Semitic, that was enough for me. So I think that everyone needs to give him a chance. He's a young kid. And everybody makes mistakes. And if we all didn't get a second or third chance, think where we'd be. So I think the Lakers make the trade. I think he comes and balls out. And I think also the fact that the guy said about James Harden. Who left Harden? Harden left Oklahoma because of money.
Yep.
Then when he went to Houston, he left, right? And then he went to the Sixers. Guess what? Kyrie didn't have nothing to do with all those moves. So how, you know, so for your guy to say, oh, well, he caused Harden to move, Harden was going to leave and do his thing anyway.
Right, but reportedly, though, from a lot of different people, part of what bothered Harden was the way.
Reportedly, though, but who were the people? See, we can't, if you're going to report the news, say what it is. You can't say reportedly, because reportedly.
I mean, I don't remember off the top of my head who reported this, but I know there were multiple reports that Harden was aggravated by the way the Nets handled the situation with Kyrie and the vaccine and his lack of availability.
And the same thing was said about him in Boston until Brown came out and said they didn't have a problem with him in Boston. So
right.
My point being is you got to give everybody an opportunity. The Lakers are crazy if they don't make this trade. LeBron's got about 2 great years left in him the way he keeps himself in shape. Hey, the Lakers will they'll make some big moves if they take Kyrie.
Okay. Hey, Danny, great call. Thank you, man. Yeah, I mean, I would imagine that this is a majority opinion.
Oh, yeah.
This is a majority. This is an I want a championship move.
I would say based off my timeline at Cam Brothers, because, you know, deal with a lot of Laker fans, my rough estimate is that it's 70-75% in favor of getting Kyrie. Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
It is definitely majority getting Kyrie.
You know who we should call, Bergman?
Who's that?
O'Shea.
Sure.
Call O'Shea Jackson Jr.
I actually know he's very pro bringing in Kyrie.
Oh, is he? Okay, good.
I can promise you O'Shea's on board with
that. Oh, yeah.
100%.
O'Shea's on board. Jorge's on board.
Sure.
Kyrie, O'Shea probably already has a Kyrie Irving number one.
Probably ready. Teed up and ready to go.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get some more of your calls coming up. It's a fascinating day because Kyrie Irving has requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. Rob Pelinka has said he's been holding his assets until a transformational player comes along that could make them a championship team. Kyrie Irving is potentially that. Do you trade a first-round pick? Do you trade multiple first-round picks? Do you give Kyrie 2 years? Do you wait till the end of the year and let him walk away? Do you wait till the end of the year and then offer him a long-term contract? All these things are on the table. 877-710-ESPN. Mesa in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I just heard a whole promo from Shinano and Cappy talking about how great John Ireland is, how handsome he is, how his hair looks great, how he's always dressed really well. It's like, what about me? I got a style. I have a style. Yeah.
I came up with your wardrobe.
Yeah, the fancy hoodie.
Yeah,
trick.
Like high-end expensive
hoodies.
This is
hoodies. A Nike.
I think it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, it's got no team logo on
it. And it's not as baggy as your typical hoodie.
No, it is not. It's because I'm filling it out. We're not on YouTube today, or are we? No, we're not. Okay, good.
I honestly meant that as a compliment. Yeah. I was not looking for you to set yourself up.
All right, so not everybody is all in on the Kyrie trade to the Lakers. Let's go to Luke, who's on the 91. Hey, Luke, you're on 710. What's happening, man?
Hey, I just wanted to kind of back Bergman here a little bit.
Okay.
I think it's time this league starts to act on what they're preaching, and I don't think that anyone got a real conclusion on his antics earlier this season. They just kind of vouched for him. When they asked him to apologize, he didn't. That's not really a conclusion. So, I mean, we got the fifth biggest Jewish population in the world in L.A. I just don't want anything to do with this guy. I think everyone who covers this guy needs to be better. This guy is toxic in... They laugh about it. It's not funny. It's really not.
Yeah.
Let me ask that guy a question.
Okay. Shinano wants to ask you a question. Hang on a second.
He hung up.
Oh, he hung up. Yeah, so you can still ask him the question over the radio, though.
Does he not watch the NFL?
I'll speak for him. No, he does.
Right.
Yeah.
How many guys over the last 10 or 15 years in the National Football League
have done something stupid?
Or
domestic violence?
Right. There's a litany of things, right?
Right.
I would also say, does that guy watch Floyd Mayweather fight?
Yeah, right. That's a good one.
Right?
Yeah.
There have been issues there with him.
Right.
Right? I think that while you can... I'm not condoning anything anyone has done, nor Kyrie, nor any of the people we mentioned.
Yes.
But we have selective outrage here in these situations.
Although, if you think about this, Kyrie's got a pretty pronounced track record. This, the anti-Semitic thing or the sending out the link to the movie and all that is on a different register, I think, than everything else. The other,
There's a lot of guys.
I want to take the day off.
But here's the thing, though.
Do you watch the UFC? You're going to not watch the UFC because Dana White had domestic violence against his wife?
I mean, I don't watch
I'm
it
I'm just
any.
Saying, like, for those people that watch the UFC, you know
but
what
here's
I'm saying?
The thing, right. though,
and
even,
aren't in on Kyrie.
Right.
Like, what I'm saying is, while all of this isn't apples to apples, my point is people select what they want to be upset about.
You're 100% correct about that. People compartmentalize all the time with
sports. I'm asking you to compartmentalize
right.
even further.
But he's speaking,
saying.
Too, as fifth largest Jewish population.
I get
world.
That.
He's taking this differently because he happens to be
Where
Jewish.
Is he now, though?
He, meaning that caller?
Kyrie.
Oh, Kyrie.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a huge Jewish population.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying is I understand that. I get it.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to back Kyrie or the teams that he's on, I get it. But that's why I wanted to ask that guy, do you watch the NFL? Do you watch the UFC? Do
sure.
you watch a million boxing, a million different sports that we can sit here and discuss, things that are... awful, right? There are a
right.
lot of awful things that happen in sports.
Yes, there are.
That we just sit here
right.
and not discuss.
And that's
openly.
Why I said we don't have to like everybody on our favorite
Correct.
Team.
Correct.
He's going to make them better. We don't have to like it.
The thing with Kyrie, though, is even if you remove like the anti-Semitic film that he amplified and whatever worldviews that it feels like he subscribes to.
Right.
There's a separate element of chaos that comes with
Kyrie
anyway.
He's not reliable.
He's
right.
not reliable.
I'm saying you can, that's, and I've been trying to make this point actually a lot during over the course of this show. You can remove all questions of character to the side, period, and you're still left with a ton of red flags.
But let me ask you a question. let's just put that all aside for a second.
Okay.
In this world, people who have exceptional gifts get passes, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They often do.
There are a lot of entertainers. Yeah. Let's take this outside of sports.
Yeah.
That have done some really bad bleep,
yep.
Right? But people still watch their movies. Now, people listen to their music. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
And I'm
not defending anything Kyrie has done by any stretch of the imagination.
I would argue, George, too, and this goes to your point, is that sometimes the most enigmatic, temperamental people are actually the best at what they do. It's part of who they are. This is part of Kyrie.
Yeah, but you also you're not obligated to draw your lines consistently. You can draw your lines however you want.
Sure, but
you're
would
drawing them selectively.
But I would
also. Of course,
but
that's how everybody does it.
Right.
I guarantee there's behavior that you accept from your own family, some family member that you would never accept from a stranger or some public figure that you have no attachment to. Everybody does this. Everybody has a family member that they have to just sort of accept that person because they're part of your family.
No, I get those people out too.
I've
cut those people out.
Have you cut those people?
I always
say there's always one.
I've cut out.
Pretty much everybody. Most people do.
Yeah.
Most
no, but I right. Do. I just have gotten too old for that kind of bleep.
Yeah, I've got one. Juan's got one. Everybody's got one.
Yeah. But ultimately, when it comes to, I just feel like it's like, okay, man. Like I get it. I get it. Like what he did, what he said, and he did apologize. Now, it took a lot of coaxing. No, he eventually did stand in front of, he did not stand in front of the media to apologize after multiple attempts at being bad at
it. Right, I mean, there was a statement, and then there was a written statement, and there was a PR thing.
I agree that there were, we talked about this every day.
Yeah.
There were multiple attempts of it being terrible at that too. Okay, but eventually, he did come out and actually apologize in a way that I think people felt was contrite enough.
But it was kicking and screaming.
Okay. I have kids. You have kids. Don't you make them kick and scream sometimes for stuff?
But that's not an apology they want
to give. I understand. But what I'm saying is it's no different. It's still a human being.
Right. It's an apology that you don't buy.
I don't like judging the contrition. Like, I'm not... Who am I in that to be in that business?
I'm not... You know? I agree with you. I think apology judging contests are a waste of time. They're often petty. Whatever. But to Mace's original point, there is still a pattern. And you have to evaluate the whole pattern.
Crazy person, for sure.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But he's really talented. Dennis Rodman lasted in this league for a really long time.
And by the way, some of the crazy people are the greatest.
Right. Dennis Rodman.
Some of the greatest are crazy.
Kind of crazy. Yeah. Self-admitted kind of crazy.
Right. Yeah.
And lasted in this league a long time.
Sure.
Yeah, and I would argue, too, and this is to Bergman a little bit, if we, and I hate to say this, but if we throw the incident with the movie aside.
Yes.
He's been unreliable, but
very
not
unreliable.
Necessarily a terrible guy.
Well, no, I'm not calling him a bad guy. I don't know him personally. I can't say that about him. But if everything that we've seen from him, he has, and everywhere that he's been, there's been problems where he'll sit out randomly just because he feels like it that day. He's been unreliable. He's caused chaos for everywhere that he's gone. He is toxic. Everybody here agrees with that. And to your point about movie theaters, yes, and Andy's right. We can pick and choose where we kind of stand up on things. Like, I won't watch a Mel Gibson movie.
Right. See, and
that's fine.
Right. And that's what this is kind of like.
Right.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So this is basically the same kind of situation.
So this hits him harder than it hits.
Then maybe somebody else.
No question about
it.
Yeah.
I understand the people taking that position. I would just question those people and say, where else are you drawing these lines? Because there's a lot of lines that you would need to draw in this instance, particularly just if we're keeping it just to sports. Forget about entertainment, just to sports.
Yeah.
We can only pick and choose. I mean, you can't draw a line off of everything or you can't watch anything, period.
What?
If you draw a line off of every single wrongdoing that ever has existed in the history of the sports world, you're not watching it.
That is true.
But that's why I remember when the Floyd Mayweather thing was a big deal. And remember, he had that incident with both our colleagues at the time, Rachel Nichols and Michelle Beadle.
Yep.
And I said, and look, those people are friends of ours. Okay. And I just said, like, when someone said, oh, how can you be their friend and still watch his fights? And I said, well, I got to watch his fights I'm going to talk about his fights for a living. I said, I've got to compartmentalize the art from the artist.
Right. And I get that.
Right.
But you don't have to every single time with 100% consistency. You don't have to.
I'm not saying you don't have to, but you're going to then get criticism.
Whatever.
You get
Everybody's a hypocrite on some level.
Okay.
Everybody is. Like, the hypocrisy argument is a waste of time. Everybody is a hypocrite on some level. If Bergman wants to draw this line with Kyrie or this caller or whatever.
Totally entitled to it.
Right, but I don't think it says anything about them that they do. Everybody draws lines, and they're not 100% consistent. Life doesn't work like that.
Yeah, no, nobody is 100% consistent. I agree with that. But at the same time, I think that if you look at Kyrie in total and think about the skills that he has, there's no denying that the Lakers would be a light year better.
Yes, they
would
be.
Kyrie on the floor.
Yes, they would be.
And by the way, with a contract negotiation looming at the end of the season, I think Kyrie is going to be, I hate to say best behavior because it makes it sound like a trend, but he's going to be on his best
behavior. What everybody thought about this season.
Yeah. Well, he's had a great year.
Right. In between getting suspended and.
Yeah.
I mean, all of the rules don't apply. Like, all the rules of logic do not apply with Kyrie.
Or with talented people in general.
Often, that is the case.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shadano, you're fired up, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. It's Friday. You might as well.
You got a couple days to decompress after this.
I got to get in a flight after this.
Where are you going?
I got the Warriors game tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Where is that?
In San Francisco.
Oh, in San Francisco? Yeah. Cool. I've never been up there.
It's a beautiful arena.
I hear it's really great.
It puts a lot of other arenas to shame.
Does it?
I'm curious to see.
It's the best NBA arena?
Right now it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm curious to see what Ballmer's looks like.
Yeah, I am too.
In a few years.
I am too.
You're going to go?
No, I won't go.
Oh, yeah,
I'll look at pictures.
You liar.
I bet that arena's going to be spectacular.
It's the sickest arena in history.
Supposedly they're doing like one of those Oculus things have at the Rams stadium.
I guarantee he looked at SoFi and treated that as SoFi saying, your move, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clippers, guarantee it.
Clippers suck. I just wanted to wrap it up with that. All right. Coming up next for you, what's up, fool? Hang out. Don't hang out.
Fool?
Whatever. What's up, fool? Coming
I never
up play next.
What up, fool?
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Chris. All right. So on Fridays, we love to do this. Just get through this massive rundown that you have.
So much stuff
that makes
today,
no sense.
None of it. No, it makes sense to
me. So it makes sense to you, and that's all that matters. All right. So at the top, we're going to go from the top to the bottom today, Mace. You got 2-3-2-3 day. It's Michael Jordan day.
It is Michael Jordan day. There have been highlights all over the place today. One of the reasons I put it on there was not for Michael Jordan, but 23 is my lucky number.
Is it?
Yeah, 2-3-2-3 is very lucky for me. Just like 3-23 is lucky for me because it's my birthday on 3-23. Mm. If you're scoring at home, send the gifts to the station. Mm. But 2-3-2-3 day is a thing.
What does the finger point mean? What does that
say
mean?
Something.
Oh, I thought you were directing me for a question. I don't know if I have a lucky number, Mace. I'm not sure I do.
Do you have a lucky number, Sedano?
I mean, not really.
There's not a number you go to.
When I was little.
No.
When I was little, I used to consider my lucky number 31 because Bob Forsch, the Cardinals pitcher, that was his number. Yeah. And he was, for a period before Ozzie Smith and Willie McGee arrived, my favorite Cardinal.
Right.
So I guess when I was a little kid, I considered 31 my lucky number. Since then, maybe my favorite was 59 because that was the year I wore my best year of high school football.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. I've never really been like a consistent lucky number
guy. I'm the same way. I used to love 23 because Don Mattingly wore it.
Yeah,
I was
23 because Michael Jordan wore it.
Right, well, but even
I had
before
an affinity
then,
because of that.
But even before Michael Jordan, to me, it was Don Mattingly.
Don Mattingly, right,
yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I have a favorite color. My kid asks me every day. Blue.
Blue.
That's why I like the Dodgers now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've also have grown to really love the Dodgers. Like, I think the Dodgers organization, first of all, super easy to deal with.
Yep.
And
they're always good.
Their product is excellent every single year.
They've done all kinds of stuff in the stadium. The center field
broadcast
thing is,
as a media dork is impeccable.
Yeah.
Okay. It is.
Joe Davis, fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm talking about just like even the production elements and things that nature.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they, they're really easy to root for. And I don't know. There's something about baseball, like in the middle of the summer, when you could just kind of put it on and it's great. And
it's like the aquarium.
Yeah,
you have an aquarium. In
right.
There's baseball. I always have MLB pass and I just let it roll all night long. All right, Bergman.
All right.
What's up, fool?
All right. So the next one I have here, and that's actually this was mine. I wish I was a quarter of the player Mookie Betts is at any sport. He's tied with the best player in the world in a bowling league. right now. This was as a couple of days ago, so he might not be tied anymore.
May not be tied anymore, but yeah, Mookie. Morales is here today. Yeah, Mookie Betts, unbelievable bowler, spectacular right fielder. We have a big bond. Are you doing your team bonding thing that we were? There was
yeah, I mean, eventually,
do a team bonding thing. Yeah, we're going bowling. We're doing a bowling thing next week.
Yeah,
you're not going to do a big team bonding thing?
I mean, we are eventually. I've been trying to get one done since September. Actually, Christopher could tell you.
Are you any good at bowling?
No.
Andy, are you?
Yeah, I can hold my own.
Yeah, I'm actually really good. That may be my best sport.
We talked about this, Midwest.
Yeah, maybe my best.
Midwesterner's
bowl.
Yeah.
Midwesterner's
until you
bowl.
Step over the line and then fall on your face.
No,
and,
I will know, not. Break an arm. I will not have a fault. I will be fine.
Are we doing LIF, Live Imaging Friday?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
It's because you got a full show today, Sedano, and that's, you know, it's rare for this week. For this week.
What's up, fool?
Listen,
it's true.
You don't have to tell me, man. I love the 3 days off we had this week.
I don't blame you. I wish the Lakers played even earlier.
Yeah.
What's up, Fu?
Let's get him play East Coast time every week.
How about some afternoon games?
Yeah.
That's you, Hori.
Oh, what's up, Foos?
What's up, Foo?
Sure. It's okay. So, listen, I drive by this museum every day. It's a military museum.
Okay.
I don't know what they charge. They just have a bunch of, like, war crap. I mean, war stuff there.
Right.
You know? What was the last time you guys went to, like, any type of museum?
I went to the Academy of Motion Pictures Museum, which is only about 2 years old, and it is unbelievable.
It's phenomenal.
I went there for a screening of 2001 A Space Odyssey. They did a Q&A afterwards, really cool thing. They got exhibits from all kinds of movies in there. I love that. I think I went to the Peterson Auto Museum one time, too, which is right in the same neighborhood. Also very cool. I've never been to the Getty Center. Everybody says the Getty Center is a place.
The Getty's more about the ambiance than the actual art.
Right.
The last two museums I've been through, one is the Academy Museum. Totally recommend
it. It's amazing.
It's phenomenal.
The Grammy Museum over here is really cool,
If you love me, that one is good, too. If you love music or movies, recommend those. I went to, over the summer, the Broad downtown. It's pretty near us.
Yes.
Really great. I had never been there before. It's fantastic.
It's a museum.
Yeah, art museum. My daughter wanted to go because she's really into anime, and they had an exhibit. I forget the artist's name, but he's very, very well known in anime and just Japanese art in general.
Mm-hmm.
But they also had like Basquiat's there and some Pollocks and all. It's fantastic.
I'm sure those are. So it's Bastian?
Basquiat.
Oh, Basquiat.
Basquiat? You don't know Basquiat?
And the other one is Cohen?
Jackson Pollock.
Oh, Pollock.
Pollock.
Yeah, I know. He's just spilled paint.
Yeah, Ed Harris played him. You know him from Ed Harris playing him.
Yeah. All right, Bergman, you strike me as a museum guy.
I don't mind museums. I went by myself about 3-4 weeks ago to one in Pasadena called the Norton Simon Museum.
Museums,
really nice.
By the way, cool. Very good place to hook up.
Museums?
Yeah, museums, good hookup spot.
You're looking at, I mean, I guess, if you want, have you done this before?
Hooked up at a museum?
Yeah. Like, hey, let's go look at the Van Goghs.
Probably did. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Move on. All right, so the next one you have here is Farmer Wants a Wife.
Farmer Wants a Wife. So this is a new show on Fox where they take farmers who are single,
mm-hmm.
and then they take city girls, and they send them out to the farmers, and so it's like Bachelor, but with a farm element.
Yes.
Are you in on this show, Andy Kamenetsky? Farm love.
I feel like it's...
Love on the farm.
It's the same show we've seen 1,000 different times. No, I'm not in on...
Not in on that.
No, I don't... I wish all these farmers the best. I don't really care.
These reality shows are so stupid.
I
came across one about popping pimples the other night on TLC.
I've seen that one.
It is insane.
One of my favorite shows to randomly like pop on when I'm like flipping through my guide on my DirecTV is, what's the name of that show? Sex in the ER or ER Sex? Something about like people ending up in the ER because of things they've done while having sex.
Oh, while having sex, yeah.
It's a hilarious, it's all like, what's the, they don't use the actual, well, sometimes they interview the real people, but they have like actors playing. Yeah, portraying them. It's a hilarious show.
Yeah.
Mace is going to be in the new series, Sex in the Museum.
Sex in the Museum! That's
spin-off.
A great title for a show.
What's up, Foo?
All right, so the next thing down here a little bit, you got, what commercial are you sick of?
Sick of the commercial where Andy Reid is drawing mustaches on people. It was cute at the beginning, but now they've run that thing into the ground. I hope to hell I don't see that on the Super Bowl. Come up with a new one. I don't even know what the commercial's for.
State Farm.
State Farm. Yeah. Okay. State Farm needs to do something new, something fresh, something different, because I'm tired of watching the mustache bit. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. There's going to be a Topgolf commercial coming out, and it will have someone you know very well. And it's not me.
Someone I know very well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's for the Super Bowl, but it's going to be happening soon. Yeah.
Do we have any insurance sponsors before I go here?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Jake from State Farm.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But it's a tired bit much. Of him.
Wow.
We've seen enough of Jake from State Farm. The other one, I don't remember which insurance company is, but I think it's Progressive, prevent you from becoming your parents.
Yeah.
That one's been done to
death. What about Flo? You like Flo?
I do like Flo.
I like Flo.
Okay.
This is weird and random. Juan goes to get his haircut at the same place Flo gets to get
haircut.
Yeah, he has the same stylist as Flo.
You know who I actually saw yesterday? I saw one of the actors from the movie You People. And it's funny because
see the movie?
I did it. Yeah.
Oh,
I liked
so,
it.
That's so funny. Yeah, I think it's great.
I thought it was good. I don't know if it was great. I thought it was good. But the one of the actors who I would have never recognized had I not watched the movie, I saw him. I went to Tequila Mandala had an event in Beverly Hills yesterday. And when I was driving to dinner before, I saw the guy cross the street. I'm like, hey, that guy. He was just in the movie I saw.
Cool. Yeah, You People streaming on Netflix. I just talked to somebody on my podcast, Sam J., from that movie. A very good recommend.
Was Sue Kalinske there as well?
Sue was there for the podcast.
Great.
What's that,
were you high on that one or no?
No, I was not high on that one. I was high on the Oscar show.
You should have done it high.
Just keep doing it high. I can tell when you're high in here. I'm never high in here.
Oh, come on.
Never. Put me on a friggin' lie detector.
Let's go.
Never get a lie detector, Bergman.
You're supposed to buy one.
I've never done a show here high. Once drunk, but never high.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Nah,
yeah.
I don't buy it.
It's 100% true.
Okay, we'll see when we get the lie detector. I will pay for the lie detector.
Ask him on Tuesday, because it's Tuesday, so he has to tell the truth.
Yeah, Tuesday.
I will pay for the lie detector. Will you put it on?
I will absolutely put it on. Never, ever. Podcast occasionally.
Yeah.
Like the Oscar show is just like
sky high. Yeah. A whole day of Tuesday with a polygraph.
Oh, my God, would be incredible.
That's a great show.
Amazing. That's a good
bet. I've been meaning to do it anyway for Cappy, because Cappy says he doesn't lie, and we all know he lies.
He lies constantly.
All the time.
Is it lying, or is it just making stuff up?
It's both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the billions of people that are listening to him every day on this podcast and on this show, the billions and billions and billions of people that are there, they all know he's lying.
Yeah, and Darvin Ham listening and all the stuff that Cappy.
What's up, Foo?
All right, if you go to 130 Mace, there's a couple things in there I want to get to. So this one says, this is good for Sedano since he loves to fly. Three things flight attendants say you should never eat or drink on a plane.
This is good. So, Sedano, you may wonder about this.
Okay.
Flight attendants say you should never eat or you should never drink coffee or tea or anything that is tap water because they say it's not necessarily potable. I think that's a word, right? Potable?
Yeah.
They say...
Potables?
Yeah. Stay away from coffee,
I don't drink any of that
tea,
stuff.
And water. Unless it comes from
a bottle.
Exactly.
They usually do that now.
Yeah, they usually pour it from a bottle. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't drink any of that
stuff. But coffee, tea, bad for you because it's not good for you.
Well, I don't drink any of that stuff anyway.
That was great analysis. It's bad for you because it's not good for you.
Yeah.
Nice job.
But thank you, Bergman. I don't drink this. Good. And Amanda just texted, said, Sex Sent Me to the ER was the show I was
reading. Oh, Sex Sent Me to the ER.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for another. Hold on. Let me get it done. Yeah, here.
What's that?
We're going to move down further. And it says, there's a rock that's shaped like a. Actually, we're not going to do that one today. We're going to move past that one.
Let's do it.
No, do it.
Do it.
There's a rock that's shaped like a phallus, and men are visiting the rock, hoping it will make them better in bed. Sure, that'll work. That's the one you want to do? Go ahead.
Yeah. So this is a story. Let's see. Where did I find this? This is from...
Oh, you didn't find it. Guess who found it?
This was an Ireland story. Of course it was. There's a phallus-shaped rock that's believed to improve performance in bed, and it's attracting visitors all over the place. Men from near and far are visiting the bizarre... shaped landform with hopes of some mythical sexual magic and that it will rub off or help them find a soulmate. There are myths surrounding it maybe once or twice a month. Many visitors go straight to a hotel afterwards. Do you believe in the rock that is shaped as a phallus that makes you better in bed?
I mean, if you believe it, then I'm with it. You know what I mean?
That's the key to the whole thing.
That is exactly where I was going to go with this.
If you believe it, it works.
It's the inverse of George Costanza. It's not a lie if you believe it.
Correct.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
There you go. Right on time.
Exactly.
Right on time. So, anyway, Bergman, are you going to visit The Rock?
Nope.
I think I'll be okay.
What's up, fool?
Oh, humble brag over there. I'll be fine. I don't need this rock. No complaints, I'm here.
Jorge, what about you?
Hey, no, I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
The rock needs to visit me.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's up, fool? All
right, let's do this last one. Okay. So I actually want to hear what this is. Ron the dog voice.
Oh, Ron the dog voice. So as everybody knows, I have voices for my dogs. Sophie is very popular.
Hi, this is Sophie. Hi. I lost my brother Fredo.
Yes. Fredo's voice was Italian. Italiano. Fredo.
Italiano.
Hello. And Ron the dog's voice is 30s talk.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start an investigation. See? I'm going to go to this gin joint. I'm going to find out. that's Ron's voice.
Give me some kibble, see?
Give me some kibble.
I'm
time
hungry, see?
I got to crack this case.
I need a walk, see?
He's a detective.
So that's the Ron voice.
What's up, fool?
That'll do it.
Look on Morales' face.
Definitely a fool.
We're going to have O'Shea next. O'Shea Jackson Jr.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. is going to weigh in the Kyrie stuff.
Oh, wow.
Stuff. It's wide open show today.
Wow.
Kyrie Irving requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets, and the Lakers are favored in Vegas to actually get this deal done and acquire him. Remember, the trade deadline is Thursday. We'll get some calls in. We'll get O'Shea in. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.